I want to continue what Brother Wesley has brought up. And I always ask myself this question, what is the truth? When I meet her in heaven, I'm going to ask her that question, but thank God he revealed that to us. What is it, Ruth, that what attraction you have found in Naomi, that you may say these words, whatever you go, I will go. Whatever you lodge, I will lodge. Whatever you die, I will die. Your people, my people, and your God is my God. Beloved, yes, she might see in some of his grace. If we were to ask the Samaritan woman, what is it that drew you to the Lord Jesus? His kindness and his grace. The woman that was a sinner in Luke 7, it's his amazing grace. What is it, Zacchaeus, that brought thee to Jesus? His wonderful grace. But this woman, this Ruth, what drew her to the Lord of Israel is his holiness. This is a perfect type of a believer. These are the genuine believers, beloved, that they love God because of his holiness. I saw him where he is chastening his children. As if he's saying, I love you so much to let you go on your own way. I spent a lot in you. I redeemed you. Do not be afraid. I've called you by your name. Come back unto me because I have redeemed you. And we have here, Ruth is loving Naomi. Not because of Naomi. There's no appealing, no attraction in Naomi. But in the God of Naomi, even when she was being chastening by God. Naomi, every one of us, beloved, even Naomi, she can speak to us today. The way we deal, we handle ourselves, the way we dress, the way we talk, the way we commune with people, we are conveying a message to these people. In Naomi's case, her message was, go back to your gods. Go back to your gods. But beloved, how many of us in this morning are like Philip? How many of us in this morning are like Andrew? Not go back, but come and see. Every one of us, beloved, are conveying a message. One more thing about Naomi. God could say, we have here an old backslider. Or we could say that. We have an old backslider, Naomi. Can God do something good out of this? Yes, he can. We have Orpah and we have Ruth. And the meanings of their names is awesome. Orpah turned her back. And didn't she? She turned her back. Like we heard of the raven. Went back to the uncleanness in Moab. But Ruth, the meaning of her name, she has a shepherd. She has a shepherd. And can God use the life of a backslider to sift that which is true from the untrue? All the times, beloved. All the times. And that's exactly what he did here. By using her message, go back. The one that was true. The one that was drawn by the shepherd of Israel. The one who had a shepherd, Ruth. She cleaved to her mother-in-law. But the one who wasn't true, she went back.